Since the 1960s, the concept of teaching a language through immersion has demonstrated remarkable results. The Hixson United Methodist Child Development Center is incorporating immersion in Spanish in one of their preschool classrooms. I'm speaking with the director of the center about their Spanish immersion program. Learning a new language is supposed to be easier when you're young. That's when brain development is more flexible and new neural pathways are constantly being formed when children are exposed to new information. Lana Green is the director of a child development center that will be offering a Spanish immersion preschool class.
Hixson United Methodist Child Development Center has been open since the 1980s. It has operated under a state license and is a 3-star facility. It offers care from ages 2 to 5 with both part-time and full-time programs.
You recently opened a new program, which is the Spanish Immersion Preschool. Why did you decide to present this to small children?
What we know about small children is that they are born in language acquisition phase. They are immersed in the language of their homes. They have no words, and within a period of 2 to 3 years, they are speaking a language. So having them immersed in a second language while their brains are so malleable, while they are hardwired to pick up language, is the perfect timing. It will help set the pathways for the child. Even if they don't study the language more until they are older, those pathways will be there for them to access.
In language development, a lot of it is vocabulary. And when you learn a second language, it's not just vocabulary, but the syntax is different. The formation of your sentences, the entire mode of communication is different in another language. That also develops more neural pathways for better cognitive development in the very young. Are you approaching this immersion just from everyday play, or do you have specific vocabulary development and conversation development?
The facility uses a curriculum called HiReach, which is aligned with the state standard performance indicators for kindergarten, so that we will know we are preparing our children for the next stage in their lives. The same curriculum will be used by the Spanish immersion teacher. She will be building the same vocabulary in another language.
As a parent, Paula Bonner wants her child to participate in the immersion program, even though she herself is not fluent in Spanish.
You mentioned the children learning syntax and the correct pronunciation of words, and that's why it's very important to have a native speaker. And our teacher is a native Peruvian, and she is very excited about this opportunity.
Do you have any bilingual or other language offerings at your preschool?
Every classroom receives 30 minutes of Spanish per week. When I became the director, that was one of the things that I added to the program because I believe in the early exposure. Used Muzzy videos with my own son 15 years ago to try to build those neural pathways, even though I speak no Spanish whatsoever. While I know 30 minutes per week is nowhere near ideal for the children to actually receive a full benefit, it was what the program was capable of offering at the time, and some is better than none. And any piece that we can add, if we know it's best practice, we add as much as we can.
Was there discussion on determining the language?
The whole idea was furthered by me. As a mom who was excited about the concept, had a vision for my son to have a second language, I started the process of learning the language with him when he was an infant, and then discovered that Chattanooga did not have immersion opportunities, and his language acquisition is much faster than mine, and he really needs that extra input and training and vocabulary and just learning opportunity. So I've approached Ms. Green and her school about offering this, and she was very excited about the idea because she already had a vision for language and knew what a difference it can make for children. And we're excited about offering it to Chattanooga, that it's not just one child that's going to be bilingual, but we hope to see a trend changing in Chattanooga, much as Chattanooga is becoming more international. We would like to see our young children stepping up, being made prepared for those opportunities that are out there. I can't tell you how many times I'm with my son. We are speaking Spanish, which is not my native language. And somebody across the counter, a clerk or something, says, oh, I wish I had continued in my Spanish. I wish I could speak this when people come into my store. People feel the need. And you'd ask about languages and what other thoughts and processes. And Spanish and Mandarin are the most spoken by people volume in the world. And the other is obviously English because it's used as an international business language. So there are many schools out there, especially as close as Atlanta, that have schools where they're teaching children Mandarin and Spanish and English from preschool and up. It's exciting to see the brain can actually learn up to as many as five languages at one time. So adding Spanish is just, it just makes sense at this point.
How many students are capable of attending in this class? Because you have one instructor.
This class is limited to 8 children.
What happens when that toddler asks for milk instead of leche?
The teacher would mirror, much like a teacher in an English-speaking classroom, would mirror correct grammar. If the child said, me want to go to the bathroom, she would say, I want to go to the bathroom, and have the child repeat, or she would present a perfect role model restating what the child said. So Miss Jeanette would simply do the same thing. She would restate in Spanish, both as a learning opportunity for the child and to remind the child, oh, this is where we speak Spanish. That's how I say milk at home.
No different than when you're learning English for the first time and you point at it and you go to the refrigerator and try to convince your mom that this is what you want, and you show it to her and try to make the word, and it's done by nonverbals initially, and the teacher provides the verbals, and then the children repeat it, and within a few times, they've got it. It's amazing. My child, we can read a book, and he picks up vocabulary, and I don't even remember it was in the book, and he's using it. It takes once or twice, and they've got it.
Do you anticipate expanding the immersion program?
That is the hope. This year is the pilot year. Thanks to Paula and her husband, the opportunity to take the program under my license at my program is open to us due to their support. At the end of this year, we will evaluate the program based on whether or not we have enough interest to fill the class again in September of 2015. And based on that interest, would love to see it expand to more than one classroom, would love to see it eventually grow to more than one language, German probably being the next most obvious language to offer.
How would someone get in touch with you?
Our website is www.hixonumc.org. Click the Spanish immersion button.
Often we're asked by parents, will their English be affected by being in a complete Spanish immersion program or not? And what do I need to be doing at home? I do not speak Spanish. How is this going to work? And the simple answer to that is, in the long run, your child's English will not be affected at all. Research actually shows that children that are multilingual excel in English above the average student who's monolingual. Their brains are just learning all that information so quick, and so they're picking up both languages. And so when they have the Spanish coming at them 3 or 4 hours a day in the classroom, at home we just encourage parents to continue to build that vocabulary and read to them in English and support their English acquisition, because this research again shows that children who are stronger in their native language actually do better in an immersion class and excel in the immersion language that they are then studying, whether that's Spanish or German or Mandarin or whatever, they excel there. And then if parents are interested in Spanish, that is great. It encourages their children as they learn, and they can certainly have videos in Spanish, or there's computer games that are in Spanish. There's so many resources that are Spanish or bilingual, both out there for parents to continue to encourage their children as they learn the Spanish.
If you're interested in learning more about the preschool Spanish immersion classroom, contact Lana Green by calling 423-877-0554. Space is limited to 8 students at this time. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.